The content of this podcast is from the manual Prepare to Survive, Prepare to Help, Community Training and Emergency Planning for People with Disabilities. The training manual is created by the BC Coalition of People with Disabilities and Volunteer Canada and prepared by Hatching Change. This community training was created with the idea that workshops will have people with a diversity of abilities in the room, both as participants and as trainers. All of the podcasts have been created to make the training more accessible to individuals with visual disabilities. So here's some things you need to know. All PowerPoints mentioned in this podcast are available on the BC Coalition of People with Disabilities website, bccpd.bc.ca. All video clips mentioned in this podcast are on the Ready for Crisis YouTube channel, youtube.com/user/ReadyForCrisis. This podcast covers the following sections of the training manual: Workshop Energizer, Pre-Workshop Handout, Section 4 of the manual, the Workshop Resources, Section 5 of the manual, Tools and Facilitation Tips. Workshop Energizer, which should take 5 minutes. Objective: to shift pace and wake people up. Please choose one of the following. Option A, breathing. How it is done. Ask everyone to silently pay attention to their breathing for 2 minutes. Option B, self-care. How it is done. Ask everyone to spend 5 minutes doing something that they need to do to take care of themselves. For example, stretching, silent breathing or meditation, etc. Option C, stretch, self-care, how it is done. Ask someone to lead a 5-minute stretching exercise that can be adapted to most of the people in the room. Invite anyone who cannot do any or all of the stretches to do something they need to do to take care of themselves. Pre-workshop handout, researching your local emergency plan. At the top of the page, put, please complete this form before the training and bring it with you. In Canada, emergency plans vary by province and territory, and even between municipalities. Finding out about these plans can help you survive and allow you to help others. You should be able to find out about your local emergency plan quickly and easily on the internet or by phone or by other means. Municipal and regional governments are usually formally responsible for emergency and disaster response, with provincial and federal agencies stepping in whenever local resources are overstretched. Then make a list of the following questions. Make sure to leave space for people to fill in their responses. What is the local authority directly responsible for disaster preparedness and response in your area? If you are using the internet, you could start at www.getprepared.gc.ca. Usually, this will be the municipal government or regional district, but it might be a band council or other organization. Does your local government in charge of emergency planning list the primary hazards in your community? If so, what are they? Is training provided for community members who want to be more prepared for disasters? If so, what courses are offered? Are the courses free? Does the emergency plan list which organizations are in charge of tasks, such as setting up emergency reception centers or providing first aid in a disaster? Is there specific information for people with disabilities? Is there an evacuation plan for your community? If so, is there information on how people without cars will evacuate? Is there information on how people's wheelchairs and other equipment needed to maintain functional independence will be transported in an evacuation? Did you find out anything surprising in your research? For example, in Vancouver, BC, the Board of Parks and Recreation is tasked with first aid, whereas the police have no specified responsibility for first aid. And then, in closing, were you able to find this information quickly and easily? If not, what would you need to change it to make it more accessible? Workshop resources. The following video is listed as a resource with the workshop activities for disability awareness, CMIST, and the functional needs framework. Are you ready? Train the trainer manual to support meeting functional needs of individuals during emergencies. Manual and DVD training tool. Disaster Emergency Management Network, Manitoba, done in 2009. The full video is available at http://www.ilrc.mb.ca/projects/demnet/. The video clips for use with the Prepare to Survive, Prepare to Help training are available online at www.readyforcrisis.ca. The following PowerPoint resources are available on the Ready for Crisis website at www.readyforcrisis.ca. CMIS PowerPoint, Social Organization PowerPoint, Facebook PowerPoint, Twitter PowerPoint. The NERP map, your neighborhood brochure, can be found at http://72hours.org/pdf/mapyourneighborhood.pdf. It's from the San Francisco Department of Emergency Management, and it's called Map Your Block, Help Prepare Your Community One Block at a Time. Facilitation tips. A facilitator helps plan an agenda, guide the group discussion, and create a safe space for collective learning and decision making. Facilitation plays an important role in encouraging dialogue, resolving conflict, and sustaining the energies with groups. It is wise to have at least two facilitators so there is more energy available to the group, better management of conflict, more support during activities, and if one facilitator's energy is low, the other can take over. If you're an experienced facilitator, consider asking a less experienced facilitator to join you as a learning experience. One of the most important things to remember about facilitation is that it occurs in the moment. No one can predict what will happen. Using facilitation tools helps provide structure and prepares you for some of the unexpected. The role of the facilitator is not to know everything or to control or direct discussion, but to respectfully guide discussion. Facilitation skills and tools. Please choose and modify the activities so they work for your group. Feel free to be creative and adapt these activities, particularly to ensure that all people with disabilities in your group can participate. Plan to start and end on time out of respect for your participants' time. Organize the seating arrangement in ways that will help facilitate dialogue and be accessible for all participants. If possible, organize the chairs in a circle to allow everyone to see each other when they are talking. Make sure that everyone can hear, see, and are comfortable in their seating. If someone is having difficulty, ask them what they need to change and ensure that the changes happen. At the beginning, stress that all input has value and deserves respect. Develop guidelines for respect and participation through, for example, a ground rules flip chart or a visual. It could include guidelines like share airtime, no side talking, be respectful, cell phones off, etc. You can use these guidelines later to remind people about the agreed upon rules. Try for balance in who speaks to avoid domination by certain people or groups. If only a few people are talking, break into pairs, triads, or small groups for some of the work. Refer to comments made by some of the quieter people to encourage them to contribute again. challenge disrespectful and or discriminatory behaviors or comments without attacking the person. Use paraphrasing and mirroring if one of the participants' statements is confusing or convoluted. Use your own words to say what you think the speaker meant. It sounds like what you were saying is, and make sure that the participants feel understood. Did I get it? If not, keep asking for clarification until you understand what they meant. Be prepared to change the pace, activity, and setup if it does not work. Remember that the most important communication comes from the eyes, face, and body gestures. You can say welcoming things, and your body can give the opposite message. Pay close attention to logistics, breaks, and the comfort of the participants. Watch for power imbalances between individuals and groups of participants. For example, many men, few women, and the women are not talking. Encourage a variety of people to report back from groups and to take different kinds of responsibilities in the group. Use humor and stories to keep making the material fun for participants. Remember to vibes watch or appoint someone who will take on the task. A vibes watcher pays attention to the emotional climate and energy level of the participants, in particular nonverbal cues, and when necessary, make suggestions to change the energy. Suggestions could include doing an energizer if energy is low, taking a break, or having a minute of silence. The training manual on this podcast are funded by the Government of Canada's Social Development Partnership Program, Disability Component. For more information on the training, contact Karen Martin, Karen at bccpd.bc.ca.